the entire budget, including depreciation, is about $35,600,000. Right. Can you compare that at all to the previous year overall budget, including enterprise funds, general funds, et cetera?
Well, we tried to do that, but we're making some changes in accounting policies that kind of distorts that exercise. But if you ask me to look at a fund in particular, like the general fund, I can focus in on that very easy. For example, last year's budget in the general fund was $7.6 million, and this year's budget is going to be about $9.7 million. And the reason for that is that we've got several things. We've got more grant money coming in this year than last year because, we just did a windfall from the state capital budget, which we don't know we're going to get. And the other thing is that we're spending about $800,000 worth of carry-forward savings for some one-time capital projects, mostly for doing the roofs.
The roofs in the municipal building and the school.
At the high school and also the elementary school. And so that accounts for this increase. Well, there's other increases, of course. Employees got a 2% raise. You know, we're figuring a percentage increase in our workers' comp insurance and in our health insurance. So, and our fuel costs are up 30% alone this year compared to current year.
As far as the what's left in reserves, the over $2 million cash reserves, represent in terms of how much time it could fund the city government if you had difficulties or needed it or
about,
whatever?
4 months.
Does that satisfy the sort of the general standard?
We're actually saving a lot more money than what I'm accustomed to.
This is your first budget year in Petersburg. What would you say about the finances? Looking at there's some struggling enterprise funds, but overall, as far as the finances of the city, when you take into account the savings, reserves, everything else, what is your opinion of the finances?
The governmental funds are in very good shape here. Yeah. It's some of the enterprise funds that are that have been troublesome. We know the assisted living fund is in upside down. The sanitation fund is upside down. Where the trash collection charges are, the recycling. That's going to be the next one we're going to tackle. So those are the two big ones. The harbor fund was only about $30,000 upside down on a cash basis, and we fixed that with this last wave of rate increases at the harbor.
An issue a few of the councilors, including the mayor, have raised is the idea of lowering taxes and property taxes. And you mentioned in your budget that this does not require an increase in taxes for the budget. Obviously, everyone knows the assessments are going up. Do you foresee that the actual mill levy will be lower in the coming year?
Yes. If with this levy that we've proposed, which is the same as last year's, the mill rate will be going down as a result of the growth in assessed value. Historically, the council has focused on the mill rate and kept it at the max at 10 mills plus what we could do for debt service. And so as the assessed value grew, we had more money coming in, property taxes, right? So this is a little bit more conservative theory. We won't grow the tax levy.
Any key highlights that you'd want to mention in the budget that I haven't brought up?
This will be a very aggressive budget in terms of capital improvements, mostly because of the money that may be in the capital budget from the state. We're all waiting to see what the governor does to that budget. I guess she has until May 23rd to make a decision. So right now, this budget's going to keep a lot of us working for a couple years to get the projects done.